So we want to begin looking at this story in Jericho. I want to talk to you about this, in the Bible, this city of Jericho. Many of us are probably well aware of this story. And I want us to consider this morning, what is your Jericho city? Is it some habit in your life that has just been like unable to be overcome because it's surrounded by some walls of weakness? Maybe today your Jericho is some sickness or affliction that you've been unable to overcome, because maybe that wall is that lack of faith or some type of unbelief that you've gone for so long in that sickness and you've just given up. Maybe that Jericho is that promise that God has given to you. God gave you a promise and you haven't seen it yet come to fruition. God told you something that you're going to do and you're still waiting. And maybe over that time you just began to lose some trust, saying, "What happened? What happened?" But we need to, as we look at this story of Jericho, it's a tremendous story, and I want us to be encouraged this morning that our Jerichos, those walls, they must fall with the help of God. And what is our part in that? And so we want to look at that, and we want to look at it in context of this thought of prayer walking. So let us turn with me to Joshua. Turn with me, first of all, to Joshua 1:3. Joshua 1:3 says, "Every place that thy sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given you." Every place that the sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given to you. And then Joshua 6:1-5. And just keep that in mind. That's a promise of God. Promise of God that as we walk with the Lord, God has a promise for us to do something. And we need to have that faith in that promise that God goes before us. And so we come to Joshua 6 and the story of Jericho, verses 1-5. "Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him." And so here we have this story, and you know, it begins with this picture of this city, walled city, and the inhabitants in the city are securely shut up. They're, in one sense, they're holed up inside the city. And, you know, there's that thought there that, you know, the context of this story is 400 years before, there was a promise that God told Israel that they would go up into the promised land. And this is one of the places that they had to conquer in order to get to that promised land. So God's promise was, Israel, you're going into this promised land. And the same thing for us. God has given his people, his children, a promise. That it's not a land, like I mentioned, it's a spiritual promise. It's a promise of victory. It's a promise that we will inherit this earth spiritually, that we would have an inheritance spiritually in people's lives. And so remember that promise that God's given to each and every one of us. And we need to rest upon that promise. But yet, You know, in life we come against these walls. And when I was preparing this, you know, I was thinking of this thought that, number one, that people personally have walls. It's these strongholds, these barriers, resistance to be free, the resistance to be open to the gospel. But then there's also this thought corporately, that there's these walls of resistance. And we looked at a couple of weeks ago about these territorial spirits, that around cities, around areas, that there's a resistance. There's pockets of resistance that for years and years just have resisted the gospel. And we probably all, we know about this. And certainly here in the Northeast, we've seen a lot of that. Resistance to the move of God. Resistance to the gospel going forth and revival. We've been praying. Northeast has been praying for revival for seems like forever. And it just seems like so much resistance. And so there's this thought that there's walls that need to come down. And so how are these walls to come down? So Joshua was told by the commander of the Lord's army to go down to Jericho. And there's this thought that as we read this story, that there was a command for the people to begin to what? To begin to walk around the city of Jericho. On the first day, they were to begin to walk around the city. And I don't know about you, but when I read this, I can just imagine these people, the soldiers, saying, "Are you kidding? What in the world are we doing? Walking around a city." And then at the end of that, saying, "That's it for the day." It's like, wait a minute. Then day number two comes up. Walk around the city. Are we supposed to use our swords and do anything against us? Nope, just walk around the city. Day number three, walk around the city. And I can just begin to imagine these people saying, "You got to be kidding. I'm out of here. This is ridiculous. These walls aren't going to come down from walking around the city." And you know, I thought about my own life that, you know, there's that scripture that says God's ways are higher than our ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And that kept going through my mind. It's like, you know, what seems silly in the natural is not in God's hands. God can use anything. And many times God would tell us to do something that just doesn't make sense. Amen? Has God ever told you to do something that is like, wait a minute, that makes no sense at all? But the important thing is that, as I mentioned, is that we need to keep the promises of God always before us. Because if our focus is on the promise and not so much on what makes sense in the process, then our trust is in God's hand in our situations. Amen? That we see God is going to do something through this. It doesn't make sense. And today, you know, I'm sure all of us have been praying for these months leading up to this election. And we've been praying our hearts out. And yet, we've seen things go from bad to worse. And I'm sure like the Israelites, we're probably wondering, like, what are we doing? What, you know, we've been told to pray and fast, and yet things have gotten worse. It just seems things like chaos in our nation. And yet I believe God is telling us, keep doing what you've been doing. Keep pressing in and listening to my voice. I have this. I am in control. And I believe that's what Joshua was encouraging his soldiers, saying, God has this. God is in control. Keep doing what God is saying and watch God work. And so I wonder, you know, if Joshua and his army did ever give up before that 7 day, you know, if they just decide this is ridiculous. And how many of us have been praying for something, praying over and over and no breakthrough? And all of a sudden we're like, I guess God doesn't want to answer that prayer. And we give up. And I believe the message this morning is never, never give up on God. Maybe you don't see that answer, but remember this story. Keep circling around with that prayer. Keep pressing in with God next to you. And watch God. Watch Him do the miracle. The miracles don't come from us. The miracles will come from God. You see, as we go through life, we will confront many obstacles in our life. Personal obstacles, personal things that we are battling with, but also in life, in our day in, day out life, we will meet obstacles. And certainly today, in this world, in this nation, there seems to be more and more that's coming against God's people. And I want us to be encouraged to keep circling with God. And so, you know, when we look at this, this thought of prayer walking, I want to first say that, you know, the Bible does not specifically mention anything about prayer walking. But I believe that this particular story in the Old Testament with regards to the Jericho walls is it's a good picture of really what prayer walking is in God's economy. And so they have this promise to keep marching around, which speaks of this marching around this wall. It's really a picture of prayer walking. Prayer walking is just walking around an obstacle, a stronghold, and begin to believe God that there's going to be a breakthrough. And so, you know, this thought of keeping going around six days, speaks to us of the need for importunity in our walk with God. It's that thought of continuing to press in, continuing to trust God every day, every moment, and say, God, I don't understand, I don't see that light at the end of the tunnel, but I will continue to press in. I'll continue to walk in obedience. It's a walk of obedience. And this command to march around is really, you know, every day for 6 days, march around, not halfway, not start off and stop. And so that thought that came, that I believe God emphasized to me, was to not do it half-heartedly, but to do it wholeheartedly, to be all in for God. God is looking for His children to be all in, to be totally trusting in Him. And having that faith that as we are obedient, as we are trusting, that God will be faithful to us. God will be there for us in this. And also speaks of this being intentional. We need to be intentional in our prayer, that things just don't happen. You know, the Bible does speak so much about that without believing, without faith, nothing happens. It's by our faith. And so there's that thought of intentionality, the faith of seeing things that are yet unseen. And so when we are faced with walls and obstacles in our lives, it is a blessing to know, it's surely a blessing to know that God does go before us, that God has a plan, a purpose, and He has wonderful promises for us as His children. I'm reminded of what Paul said in Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And this story in Jericho reminds me that no matter what walls, obstacles are before us, that they can come down. No matter how big, how impenetrable they might be, the story of Jericho, God's story, God's history, should encourage us that no matter the walls that are in our own life, and no matter what the obstacles, the barriers, the resistance that is in our communities, in our world today, that God is able to bring down any wall. Hallelujah. And Matthew 6:10 says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And we've looked at this scripture much in this with regards to binding and loosing, that It is because of what God has already said, declared, and promised in heaven that it shall be done on earth. It shall be done on earth. And so when we begin, you know, this thought of prayer walking, as God directs us to go and to pray specifically through our prayer walking, and I'll kind of give some ideas what some prayer walking looks like. But as we do that, as we are faithful to God, that God will remind us that it's His kingdom is coming. It's coming on this earth. And we, as His people, have been called out to be those that would enforce this kingdom come here on this earth. We are God's in some ways, we are God's hands and feet in this earth to bring forth this kingdom through our preaching, through our prayers, through our witnessing. We are that vessel that God is using. And so I can imagine that just by the seventh day, now they're told to go around seven times around this. And they're like, probably by this time, they're like, this seems so ridiculous. But by that time, they're saying, well, we've been this far, we might as well. And we know the story. By the end of after the seven times they marched around, they blew those trumpets, and those walls came down. And so too, in our walk, in our life, God promises, if we do it the way that He tells us to do it, shows us to do it, if we pray according to His will, according to His plan and purposes, we have that promise that God will bring down those walls, no matter what they are. And, you know, in people's lives, and I'm sure we know people in our life that we come across, there's some really strong bondages that are holding people back. We can just look around in our state today, and the people that are in bondage to drugs, bondage to so many. And you know, my heart breaks. I heard a couple of weeks ago, I believe in this area, there was a suicide of a kid. It's just, there's so much going on. There's so much bondages that people are under. And yet we carry the answers. We carry the answers as God's children, God's people. And so I believe today it's more than ever more important that we understand the power that we have in this prayer, and particularly this the ability. And prayer walking is just another tool that we have available to us as Christians. You know, I don't want to make it, just as I mentioned about the territorial spirits, I don't want to make it as a doctrine. It's just a tool. God is a creative God, and He's given us creative ways to pray and to bind and loose. And so God did deliver on His 400-year promise to His people. And God would also deliver for us on His promises. And 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." And so I believe that this particular passage really speaks towards what happens when we enter into this thought, this process of prayer walking. You know, yes, we are walking in the flesh. And so when we go forth, God directs us to, it could be a particular area. It could be a particular, maybe God's saying, go to this particular, maybe it could be a hospital. It could be a school. It could be anything that God is particularly putting on our heart to begin to pray. And He gives that promise, and He may give a word that I'm giving you the authority over that place. And as you pray, that there's going to be a loosing taking place within that establishment or that area. And then, you know, as we walk around in obedience to God, we begin to pray. We can begin to pray. And I know for my wife and I, many times we go for a walk with our dog in our neighborhood. And it's during that time that, you know, we're walking our dog, we're getting some exercise. But then we usually do a circle around our neighborhood. And, you know, we begin to just start praying for our neighbors, start binding the enemies from blinding their eyes to the truth. We begin to bind them from, you know, if we know of any issues that are going on, family issues, we begin to bind the enemy from operating in those areas. And then we begin to loose that the Word of God would penetrate their hearts and bring conviction, that the Holy Spirit would come and convict their hearts. And so we do that. That's a form of prayer walking. As you know, and you know, sometimes when I go with my family shopping, and I'm not a big shopper, and so they'll go disappear, and I'll just walk around the mall. And as I walk around the mall, there's a mob scene there, and I just begin to pray. I begin to pray blessings on people, that their eyes would be opened, that they would understand the truth, that the enemy will release them so that they can come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's just a couple of examples of prayer walking. And so this scripture here, so, you know, we walk in the flesh, yes, but we need to understand that the battle is spiritual. Our battle today is against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. And this thought of binding, the casting down of arguments, of every high thing that exalts itself against what? The Word of God, against the truth. And that we pray as we go along, we pray that every thought will be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so this is a great scripture that as we go around prayer walking, we use this. And so we bind those things that rise up, that stand against the Word of God, and bring everything in thought and captivity to the obedience of Christ. And I believe that as we as a body, as we as Christians, would truly go around and take advantage of prayer walking. And I believe that the church worldwide would do intentionally more and more of this. I believe that we would see these Jericho walls that are in our society, in our nation, in this world, that we would see more and more walls, barriers, resistance would come crashing down. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And so here's this thought that I believe Jesus, you know, he walked around. He walked around, he ministered in the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good. And I think that's what really encompasses this thought of prayer walking, that we are like Jesus, and as we walk around, we are looking for opportunities to not only to pray, but to minister. And I know many years ago, I had a brother in the Lord give to me a training on the School of the Supernatural. And in one of the trainings was that this, you go out in prayer. And as you begin to go out in prayer, you encounter people in the community. And you ask for if they need any prayer. And many times God begins to speak to you with regards to, you might have a word for that person, you speak to them, and what it does is it leads to evangelism. So people get healed, people get saved, they find the Lord. And so I believe that's what another aspect of this that Jesus actually did. He went around, he prayed, he encountered people, and he saved them. He healed them, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And then 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And this thought of pray without ceasing, in the original Greek, this is thought of the, it's not like it means that you spend 24/7 just praying, because we all know that that's impossible. But no, the Greek has a sense that it's like this hacking cough. It's like a intermittent, but it's a continuous. It's an ongoing. If anyone's had a hacking cough, you can go days with it, right? And so the thought here is that prayer walking is this like, it's like that. You go do it, in the instance, you do it again, you do it again, you do it consistently, naturally, as part of your daily routine, and as God gives you opportunities, as there's opportunities that you have, you see the value of it. You look for opportunities. You're available for any opportunities to pray into those situations, to pray for people. So as I was preparing this message, I could hear the Holy Spirit just speaking to my heart and really stirring my heart. That what God was really wanted to do, what God really wants to do in his body, and that, you know, there are walls, and God's desires that these walls in our society, these walls personally that are in our life, that they must fall. That's his promise, that these walls must fall. And so he is looking for us as his people, as his children, to take up, to be intentional, to say, Lord, here am I. Send me, use me in this area of prayer walking. Because brothers and sisters, I believe that this is a very powerful tool that we have, that I believe that maybe we haven't utilized as much as we probably should. I know I haven't. And I've been stirred afresh to begin to say, Lord, I want to be more involved in being always ready, always willing, available to pray for situations, to pray over areas, to pray over whether if I'm at work, if I'm walking, if I'm in the stores, wherever I am. Lord, make me sensitive to your voice. And if you want to give me a word, if you want to give me a specific thing to pray because there's a certain thing that's a stronghold that's over that area, make us more aware of this. And I believe the Lord said that, you know, I really felt stirring in my heart that walls are coming down this year. Walls are coming down here in this nation this year. But I also heard the Lord say, it's going to depend on us. It's going to depend on us to be involved in prayer. Because, and by faith, to have the faith to see that these walls are going to come down. To have that faith to trust God. And if God's saying, march around, march around. And understand from the story that we looked at Jericho, that don't give up. Keep doing what you've been doing. Keep praying through and through. And let God do the miracle. And so I believe that God is giving us an opportunity.